Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Right, a question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Franco. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random. Liquor and whores.
Franco.
American.
All right. Franco, let's go with this one. Maybe not the best subject, but why were you rushed to the hospital?
Let's see. You have told this story before. A broken ankle.
How did you break it?
I was in Spain on deployment. We were playing football, and I heard both bones break. I called in and told about this before because the sound of that pop, pop. I remember laying there thinking, God, I hope that's not me.
So I'm guessing the sound was worse than the pain?
Oh, I didn't feel any pain. I was a little drunk and adrenaline and shock and whatnot.
Were you playing American football or soccer?
Yeah, I'm an American.
American football.
I know that, but you know, you're in Spain. You're calling it football. So.
I know.
Like anything else.
I know. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're just hanging outside of the barracks, BSing and throwing ball around anyway.
See,
so that was that.
To me, a broken bone is the best thing that can happen to you that puts you in the hospital.
For all the reasons to be rushed to the hospital.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to have my appendix taken out. I don't want to know that something is wrong on the inside. If I am in a cast or a sling, that's a win. As far as I'm, that means no stitches.
But it also means at no point are you concerned that you're going to die.
Right.
I know what I've done. On the way to the hospital, right?
I know what I've done.
Well, and you think about it, it's because ambulance costs are so ridiculous. You know, like, so someone's bleeding out, they'll still call the ambulance. Someone's like, oh man, I broke my leg. And they call Uber because they're like, look, I'm in pain, but I'm not going to die. I don't need.
As long as it's not a compound fracture, you know?
Sure.
If I walk out of there with a cast, I feel like that is a win. I think as far as the bills are concerned, it's a win. It's cheaper. It's cheaper to break something and go to the hospital than any. If they have to do testing, all they can do is take an x-ray. Look, it's broken.
You'd be surprised. I was talking to a woman over the weekend, and we were talking about like your health insurance and all that. And she's like, I got an MRI like 2 weeks ago. And she goes, I have 5 different bills for the same MRI. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, you know, they have to itemize things. So you pay for the operation, and this was a scheduled MRI. It was not an emergency thing. So how did she break this down? You pay just to get an MRI. So you're paying for the fact that they put you on the schedule. And then you pay for the use of the MRI machine. And then you pay for the person who operates the MRI machine. And then you pay for the radiologist who actually looks at the results of your MRI, and then I can't remember what the fifth one was. And it's like,
well, the radiologists will take the pictures, but they're not going to diagnose you, I don't think.
Well, whoever the diagnosis, but there's a difference between the person who operates the machine and the radiologist. And she said, I discovered that when I got billed.
Jesus.
So you go in, so the fact that you have a day scheduled to do the MRI, you got to pay us for that. Now, to actually use the MRI machine, which is actually the whole reason why we picked this day to schedule you in, you're going to pay for that. Now, Miles, you could operate the machine. and you're going to get paid for that. I'm the radiologist who looks at the results of what you did when you ran the machine. I get paid for that. And then there was a fifth thing, and I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't anything they diagnosed.
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. She's like, no. So the problem was when you go through insurance, in her case, she's like, well, we won't pay for the day you scheduled it. We will not pay for use of the machine. We will not pay for the guy that operated the machine, but we will pay for the guy that looked at the results of you using it. And one other thing. I'm like, this is ridiculous. What else you get? Like, if I scheduled an MRI, if I assume, it's not like when you get on the plane, like, hey, all right, now, we're going to fly you, so that's the cost of your airline ticket. You go, cool. We might charge you an extra money for your bag if it's overweight. Okay. Well, we're also going to pay for the pilot. Okay. We're also going to pay for the flight. Just give us a lump sum.
Break
it down.
Yeah. Reason asked, why were you rushed to the hospital? We all know who Bindi Irwin is, right?
Yeah,
Steve Irwin's 26-year-old daughter.
God, she's 26 now.
26 years old. She was rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery after her appendix ruptured. I hope to God that never happens to me.
No, because my understanding is your warning sign is that it happened.
That's right.
If you don't get there
in 20 seconds, you're going to die.
Yeah. And no matter what, your doctor's going to tell you, if you waited two more seconds, you would die.
Every single time, I almost died. Why? The doctor said if there had been one more red light.
Yeah, that's it.
That would have been over. Now, her brother Robert shared the news at the annual Steve Irwin Gala Saturday in Las Vegas. I've never been down for that.
Wow. The Steve Irwin Gala.
I'm guessing it raises money for
conservation. Yes, that would make sense.
She's going to be okay, but surgery, out of all the things we were ready for, was not one of them. She just came out of the other side of endometriosis, and now the appendix goes. Health is so important, it really is. So she was in Las Vegas and was ready to be a part of the gala. She said she was very sad, devastated that she and her mother couldn't be there. But I know she'll make a speedy recovery.
How about your dad?
That's all from the brother.
Yeah, but I think it's...
I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It does kind of suck. You go and none of the Irwins are there.
Yeah, Bindi had also shared photos with Robert and their mom, Terry, or Oregon's Terry Irwin, the night before the gala. The Steve Irwin Gala raises funds and awareness for wildlife conservation. There we go.
Except stingrays.
In related news, the other son, Robert, shared that ever since his underwear ads, his DMs have been, quote, a dangerous place to visit. I did not know that he was doing underwear.
I did not either.
Okay.
Now, that's a snike. Somebody here says, as far as being rushed to the...
Put on your sunnies.
Says, I had a lima bean-sized kidney stone plug my kidney off. Incredibly painful. That might be the biggest kidney stone I've heard. My brother had a man, and it was like, look, they're tiny, but it doesn't matter, dude. He's like,
and they could do like a laser or something to break them up, but they still hurt.
Does your dad have them?
No, I don't know. I don't know. My brother got them.
Do women get these?
Ooh. Women? I would think
they don't talk about it. So I don't know. It's always like a dude. It's a dude.
It is. Like, gout's the same way. For some reason, it seems like mostly guys. Every once in a while, you meet a woman that gets it, but it's rare.
You ever met a colorblind woman? Right? It happens, but it's very, very rare.
I don't know why that's funny.
Excuse me, sir. Are you white?
Sounds bad when you say it out loud, but... No, but they said, like, with colorblind, it's like 85-88%.
But that's not something you can generally tell.
I can be whatever you want me to be.
I guess you don't know you're colorblind until other people tell you you're colorblind.
Yeah, like, I could sometimes, like, the other day, I saw a guy limping. He was in front of me, and I just went, gout, huh? And he's like, yeah, how'd you know? And I could just tell by the limp.
Okay.
Right? But I don't know that I could look at someone and be like, oh, that guy's colorblind.
I think by the outfits they wear sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you go like, what's going on? Because they don't realize that it doesn't matter. I will tell you what, man. I was in Spokane for the first time over the weekend. And I didn't know what to expect. I've heard nothing good. And where we were was actually reasonably decent. It wasn't terrible. But told Miles when I came in this morning, I said, look, man, you talk about Reno. And just for whatever reason, there are more people with one eye in Reno per capita than perhaps anywhere else in the United States. The same thing with Spokane, but it's arms. Okay, so I don't know.
Is this like a farming machine incident thing?
We were in downtown the whole time. So I'm not saying they didn't come from the farm or something, but on day one, there was a woman with no arms, and it's no big deal. You notice her because she doesn't have arms.
Did she have a wood chipper shirt on or anything like that?
But the next day, I'm walking with my son, we're cutting through this park, and there's a woman with no arms. Now, in my mind, I'm like, this does not look like the woman I saw yesterday, but it has to be, right? Like, what are the odds of this? And so I asked my son directly, I said, hey, man, is that the same woman? he doesn't have arms. He's like, no, the woman we saw yesterday was an older lady. This lady's considerably younger. I go, okay, that's what I thought. But what are the odds? Now, on this same walk, keep in mind, this walk was about 10 minutes. On this same walk, as we're approaching the venue that they're playing volleyball, this one-armed woman walks by.
Another one.
Yes! And like, we just looked at each other like, okay, we're not imagining this, right? Like, I mean, these people don't
maybe
have
maybe there's a convention in town.
I started thinking that.
Like, yeah, like seriously. Like,
is there an amputee? But only arm, not legs.
Right.
Just arms. And then on our way to the airport, this time it was a dude. He had one arm. And it's not that it matters. I just can't believe it. In a town as small as
you're only there for 48 hours.
And I saw four people missing at least one arm, two people missing both, and I immediately thought of you with the one-eyed Reno people.
Oh, man. I'm like,
what in the hell, like, where have I is going in? On in Spokane? Are they offering money for our... Then I started thinking, you couldn't join the Army. Hey-o. But, yeah, that was a separate joke for a different time. But I just could not believe the number of one-armed and no-armed people, like, everywhere, man. It's just... I don't know what's going on in Spokane, man, but, like, get it together.
Yeah, I had a streak in Reno where at least within one day, I saw, like, six eye patches.
That's what I mean. You're just like, what is...
Not glass eye. Not anything like that.
No, just eye patch.
Just the eye patch.
The other thing that surprises us, as we're leaving Spokane, all right, so we get to the Alaska Gate, and you have the two gate agents. Now, when we first got there, we got a quick bite to eat, because we're kind of on a time crunch. So we can hear the voice of the gate agent speaking, but we're not in eyesight of them. And you hear this woman's voice, you know, just all the typical stuff. Hey, we're looking for some people to, you know, put their carry-ons, and we'll give you, you know, round-trip ticket, whatever it is. And she's going on and on. So now we finally get down to the gate. We're waiting to board our flight. And the two gate agents, there is this hulking mass of a man. This dude looks like a lumberjack. Massive mustache and beard. Probably weighed 280, but not fat, if you know what I mean. Perfectly sculpted kind of faux hawk hair. And then next to him, the other gate agent, this tall, slender lady, long, curly black hair. No big deal. The dude grabs the microphone. And he looks at everyone there.
If you're about to board your flight to Seattle.
And so me and my son looked at each other. I'm like, wait, that's the voice we've been hearing. I thought for sure it was a woman. It just kind of blew her mind because this guy looked like, you know, I don't know, like he would beat your ass. And he should have been a bouncer kind of guy. Looked intimidating until you hear his voice. So then the woman he's with, now she has to say something. I swear to God, she grabs the mic. She's like, yeah, if you got any bags.
Hey, homie.
So me and my kid.
We're going to need you to put your bags in the back, dog.
Oh, yeah.
So me and my kid. It's a fully booked flight. We have no overhead.
Are you Shaq's sister?
We're looking for volunteers to take your bags.
That is exactly what. Because they said, we overbooked the flight. I'm like, man, that's on you.
To Spokane.
Back to Seattle.
Oh, so they overbook every flight.
Yes! I know. And I'm like,
I'm taking a flight this weekend. I've already gotten two text messages like, do you mind changing your flight?
Like, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not doing it. Like, you guys overbooked it. That's on you. Don't pass the burden off to the passenger.
We'll give you a voucher.
Did you?
That's the way she sounded, too. She sounded like Shaquille O'Neal.
We're just looking for several more volunteers to put their bag.
And she was kind of good looking, man. And I'm just, we're just looking at this chick. And then dude gets back and
we're now boarding group D, as in dynamite.
There's another flight boarding in about 2 hours. We're gonna take that
one. It is weird when people's voices don't match.
They should have been opposite. Just based on appearance.
Look, Mike Tyson's the ultimate.
Dude, first time I heard him talk, I wanted to laugh, but feared that he would find out I laugh and beat my ass. And Lennox Lewis.
Lennox Lewis. And then the other giant one for me was Idris Elba.
You don't see it. Especially
I had no idea he was British.
I did not either.
Anybody see my lip gloss? Can't find it.
The wire in my bra is killing me.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't wait to take this bad boy off when I get home. My big boobs, you kill on my back. You know what I'm saying, girl? Does anyone have a feminine hygiene product? I left mine at home.
I'm telling you, I couldn't take
my
eyes off.
In the plane. They got
I am single and ready to mingle there, man.
Can you spare a pad?
It was, wow.
And Flo's in town. Let me tell you what.
You know what I'm talking about.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. John, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, let's go with this one. Would you say that you've had an acceptable number of sexual partners in your lifetime? Would other people consider it acceptable?
Acceptable? Like,
yes.
Like quantity? Or
put it this way. Like if you told me when I go, whoa, like one way or the other. Like if you said I've only had one, I'd go, whoa.
Well, I think, are you sitting next to a girlfriend or wife right now?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right. So if you told me 50, I go, whoa.
Yeah.
So.
27.
You actually know
you
off
know
the top
the
of your head.
No, it's just a random number.
Do you think you're close?
I'm close.
All right, give or take two or three, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, can you easily recall each person you've had sex with, or is it like you can give us a list now, and then next week you're like, oh, God, I forgot about these two?
Yeah, there's some foggy ones, probably.
All right. Yeah. So would you say there's one or two out there that maybe have had more sexual partners than you, that you've been with? In other words,
guaranteed.
35 dudes. Yeah. You're one of them.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, you know, that would be weird to be in a lineup like that. Just like every person that you've slept with, all the other people they've slept with as well. You just kind
of all of you together.
Yes. You just take that random person, right? Whoever, I don't know, 20-year-old, you know, 20 years old, your girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the dudes that she's been with, you get together and you just all are like hanging
at
out.
At 20, I hope the number's smaller.
You go to a bar, right? But you all have one thing in common. You're all Eskimo brothers. But you're just, you know, in the same room and you're looking around like, huh. Because you know,
how many look like you?
It's not going to be what you expect.
Right.
It's going to be completely just a hodgepodge of whatever, you know?
Am I the odd man out, or does she have a specific type?
Right, exactly. Am I the youngest one out of all these people?
But sometimes you do forget if you slept with someone, even when you see it. There's that chick Frosty or whatever the hell her name was. Like, and she came up, we're at a comedy club, and I knew her from somewhere, right? And she was nice enough. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good, man. And I'm like, man, where do I know you from? And we're both going back and forth, like, do you go to this bar? Ah, man, I've been there, but do you know this person? Nah. And they're like, oh, God, yeah, we had sex together. So it's just like, how you doing? I mean, that's honestly what my
how you been?
Yeah, how you been?
How you been?
I don't know what else to say. Then it's weird once you realize, because after that, I couldn't stop looking at it.
You still put together down there?
Yeah. Damn, geez. I'll be honest with you, man. I couldn't remember all of her parts, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it could have been great, could have been ugly. I don't know. It took probably 20 minutes to piece this together, but we both had the realization at the same time. And it's just weird because you're face to face. Hey, do you know Mike? No. What about Ted? No. Miles? No. We slept together. Okay.
You're like, if you're attracted to me, how did you date that guy?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's like,
he's probably thinking the same
thing. I only have one right now. I'm the odd man out.
All right.
Were you a rebounder?
You look like any of the other boyfriends?
No. She like exclusively dates giant Hispanic dudes or black dudes.
All right.
So I just, you know, we dated for like a year, but I know if I was in that room, I would be the odd man out. Like they would be like,
you'd be the one making the coffee.
They'd be like, what are you doing here?
You're in the right place, man.
I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm at the Kathy convention.
That was a phase.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Was she in a phase? I don't know.
Hey, man,
like, I'm just saying.
You're
like,
in parachute pants.
When it comes to Baskin Robbins, I was 31.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling I'd be looking up at a lot of these brothers, too.
The lone white man walks in.
Yeah.
You're just going, get out of here.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Really? I mean, I saw pictures of the ex, and I was like, we better never run into him.
Oh,
she was like, what? I was like, what the hell am I going to do?
Right.
Come on, man.
Get your ass beat.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, are you guys still friendly? She was like, no. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's not run into him.
Right. See, that's what sucks with Tom Brady, right? I mean, obviously he's not married anymore, but.
What sucks for him that he dated a supermodel?
Well, no, the fact that his wife's new boyfriend could just absolutely kick his ass.
Oh, sure.
And he's an NFL football player.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one thing to just. It's a jiu-jitsu instructor. I mean, it's going to be over quickly.
Oh, for sure.
Quickly. Here's the
guy. Well, Tom Brady is a tough dude with all the hits he took.
But this is different.
It would be weird. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be funny to see him, like, in a fight.
Yeah. I don't want to know that
I think he could take a hit. I don't know if he could get out of a position.
Yeah.
Like, right?
What is he
eating? Right. Jiu-jitsu is a completely different sport. Exactly. And that dude is a black belt. He's an instructor. Yes. So you're right. So Tom Brady's screwed.
No, he is.
You know what I mean?
Someone trains MMA. You don't want that as an old boyfriend.
No.
You don't want to date that person. Because, you just don't want to date them.
Unless they say he died.
That would help. That would help. Raise my ass number of sexual partners. A new study claims to have found a quote-unquote sweet spot for the ideal number of sexual partners.
The sweet spot. Okay. Sweet spot.
Look, this is just the article. For men, the magic numbers were about 4 to 5 lifetime sex partners, with 2 to 3 being casual, and the age of the first sexual encounter between 18 and 20. Now, for women, the ideal number was lower. 2 to 3 total sex partners, 1 or 2 casual ones, and an age of the first encounter between 16 and 18. The study, by the way, used data from Germany, where the age of consent is 14.
Jesus!
The thing is, the study was focused on perceptions of 25-year-olds. So, apparently, that's lifetime for 25. In any event, people with moderate sex lives are judged most positively, while those that either
depends
extreme,
on the moment,
super active or completely inactive, they tend to face more punishment or scrutiny. And men don't always get more leeway. The study also found that men who had less sex than their ideal number were judged more harshly than women in the same situation. So men still face pressure to perform, while women are penalized more for exceeding the number.
All right.
Doesn't matter to me. Yeah.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCKS.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Categories coming up for your guess is as good as mine, living abroad and eating abroad. Your guess is as good as mine on the way at 4:30, right after emails on a random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Random. John, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay. John, would you ever in your life, whatever the circumstance could be, would you ever consider hitchhiking?
Yeah, if the situation were desperate enough, I'd consider it.
All right. Now, how desperate would the situation need to be?
Need food, water, or to get where I need to go. But
okay. All right.
The weather's bad, and it's more than 10 miles. And at that point, you go like, all right, look, I'm going to hit. Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
I have never picked up a hitchhiker.
My father did once. He and I, we left upstate New York. He was taking me to see some cousins for the summer, right? And we were driving from Rochester to Manassas, Virginia.
All right.
We picked this dude up basically at the New York PA border. So we've been in the car for maybe an hour. This guy's hitchhiking. My dad picks him up. It even does the don't tell your mother. I'm like, okay, man, because he's not the type of dude to invite strangers.
Also, but your dad can handle him. He can handle him.
But he's also with his son. Like, I feel like I can handle myself.
I think he can handle that, too.
But if my kid's with me, you just make different decisions. But yeah, the guy ended up being fine. Dropped him off in D.C., you know, but it was just
my dad did it, too.
Really?
I just wonder, like where I grew up, like, I grew up close to the University of Maryland, right? But I grew up in, like, the neighborhood part.
Yeah.
So, like, to be on, like, the main street there, like, it was just odd. It was just a college student. So same thing. I don't know why, but my dad, almost the same exact thing. Like, don't tell your mom. Picked him up, but he just needed a ride back to campus.
And yeah.
Just a normal dude. And it was probably like 2.5 miles. Like, he would have made it.
Sure. I feel like a college kid, I feel a little different. This was a grown-ass man, you know, climbed in a car.
I had my sister-in-law, one of her siblings, got stuck once. I can't remember if it was a funeral or a wedding, but it was an important event. And somehow he got stuck, like, outside of Philly.
All right.
So he starts hitchhiking. And a trucker picked him up, but about halfway through, the trucker was like, hey, you got to pay up. So he jumped out. That's what he says.
You got to pay up. Like, pay up, pay up.
Like, pay up.
Oh, yeah, I'd have jumped out too, man.
Yeah.
I want a mother.
That's what a ride costs?
What's that?
That's what a ride costs?
I guess,
well, basically, it was like, the guy was like, all right, well, then you got to get out, so... He was there at the wedding. It must have been a wedding because I was like, all right, well, we know what his decision was. But no, he got out halfway. Somebody picked him up.
Does anyone have a breath mint?
I've done a ride bulletin board before where you kind of pull a number off the bottom and they have the dates up there.
Was it at college or just random?
It was a college.
Okay.
You walk by the bulletin board. And there's a couch for $25. There's rides going everywhere. You just kind of walk up and see what you can do. Because if you ever want to get out of town for a weekend or whatever, a lot of people go to Pittsburgh for the week. If you didn't have a car, you'd just be able to kind of jump at someone's ride, give them gas money. It's understood. Go wherever you're going. I went to see my dad that way.
Really?
Down in North Carolina. So I actually got into a ride share with this lady. And then she dropped one person off in Charleston. And we continued on and kept driving. She was cool. I mean, it wasn't a big deal.
My dad,
Greyhound bus home, but that was the worst.
And my dad has a story, and I can't remember all the details. All I know, my parents were dating at the time, or maybe they just got married. This is in D.C. back in the 60s, but the weather was bad. I believe it was snowing. His POS car would not start. I think, like, they tried to get a cab, but the cab driver was being actively hunted, for lack of a better word, by somebody who had a gun. So whatever transaction that between the cab driver and this guy was kind of a thing. So they got the hell out of the cab to let the cab driver deal with that. Took my mom, and they were on a double date. So took my mom and the other chick back to his car that wouldn't start, but just to get out of the elements. As I understand, at some point, he chased the car down because it was going slow in the snow, opened the door, got in, and said, "You are taking me home." I've heard the story like three times. I don't remember all the details. But I believe they got his ass home. He got whatever it is he needed to return to the car and get it started and go. And I'm like, "Wait, what?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah, your father." All I know is that the weather was bad, a gun was involved with the cab driver, and that...
Where was this?
This was in D.C. when they first got together. And I was just like, "Wait, what?" So I wish I could remember the whole thing. It's kind of an amazing story. I just know cab driver, gun, car that won't start, total stranger. My father told them you were taking me
home. What's the more dangerous element? Being the hitchhiker or the person that picks up the hitchhiker?
It really depends.
I know, that's
the thing. You don't know, right? So if you're hitchhiking,
if someone has,
all you can think is, okay, you know, I'm hoping desperately that someone picks me up, but who's the type of person that's going to pull over and pick me up? The flip side is, if I'm the driver, look, I'm not against helping out a stranger, but what kind of person?
Well, yeah,
right.
Is if I'm on Aurora, can I put my thumb out?
They would let you out a block later when
there's a misunderstanding.
Can I put
a thumb out?
Yeah,
I'm on Aurora.
Yes. Like I said, this could be a misunderstanding.
A cop goes by. Is that illegal?
No.
But you can't do it on I-5, right? Because you can't be a pedestrian.
Right, can't be a pedestrian on a freeway. But
if it's like a U.S. route, I could try to hitchhike down 101.
I think if you got stoplights, you could probably hitchhike. But like I said, if you do it on Aurora, there's going to be a misunderstanding within a block.
Yeah.
When you're like, "Oh, I need a ride too," they'd be like, Oh no, get out of my car. That's not why I stopped for you.
Do you guys remember when we had John Waters in? And I can't remember if he had a bout of the director. I can't remember if he was sick for a little while or something happened. But he determined that he always wanted to hitchhike across the United States.
Yeah.
And he went by himself, and he just did it. And I don't know if he was... I know he was writing a journal. I know he was either writing a book or an article for someone. But this was what he wanted to do. He just wanted to see if he could do it. And he did it. He's 70 years old.
Yeah.
Hitchhiked across the country.
But when did he do it? So I feel like you hear about
He did it right before when he came in to do the interview with us.
Yeah, that would have been later than I thought people would willingly.
And I mean, if you see John Waters and this guy got in your car, you'd be like, "Oh, God, I've just entered into the Addams Family movie," or something weird.
If you did not know who he was.
I wouldn't let him in my car.
That's what I'm saying. To be able to look like him, no offense to John Waters.
No, but you're right. He looks like Gomez Adams.
He looks like very particularly weird.
It's like if Pee Wee Herman had a pencil mustache. That's kind of what you're putting in the car, but a unique individual.
Right. If he told you he'd never eaten a piece of meat in his life, you just, yes, of course. Whatever. Yeah,
I believe it.
He's very nice.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Super nice. Great guy. But if you don't know who he is and he climbed in your vehicle, you're going to be you'd be alarmed if you were an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just thought he was kind of weird and creepy because I think he just was having fun with me because I didn't realize he was gay.
Then he was probably having fun with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you saying, "Dude, I think he might be gay." Like, what are you talking about? He was wearing pink socks. We're like, "Yeah, he's gay, man."
Yeah, like I was like, "You want some water?" He's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What's your name?" he's like, "Can you just, you know, make it like half hot, half cold?" Right? Some people are like that, right?
Half hot, half cold?
Yeah, some people just don't drink cold water. I don't know if it's teeth or whatever.
Okay, I got you.
So I got it for him, and he was like, "Ooh, thank you." And like a couple more comments. I saw his socks. I was like, "What the hell is going on with this guy?"
I didn't realize all that happened to you back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just knew his name as being the director of Hairspray. I mean, look, I'm an idiot. He directed Hairspray.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's kind of one of the more famous, I would say, gay individuals in Hollywood.
Absolutely,
And she really
made it a point to let you know.
She really did eat that poop.
She did, The movie. What movie was that? That was not Hairspray. I can't think of the movie, but in this movie, Divine, who is one of the first, like, just out there trans actresses, right? John Waters used her in a couple different movies. God, I can't remember the movie, but at some point, she's having a confrontation with, like, her mom or something, but there's a dog turd sitting in the front yard. And as the movie goes, she picks up this dog turd and eats it. And then you find out later,
it was an actual dog
turd. It was a real dog turd.
Yes.
She just reached down and did it.
So on the tip of hitchhiking, they say, "Look, man, probably your grandparents have all hitchhiked. But these days, you could be killed after being picked up, or maybe someone just texts and drives." So in a new poll, only 11% of people say that they have hitchhiked and would do it again. Another 20% have done it in the past, but they had an experience
where they would not do it now.
All right.
11% of people have never done it, but have considered it. And 53% of people have not done it and would never consider it. Men are far more likely to hitchhike than women. And younger adults, they're more open to it than older adults, believe it or not. It doesn't really matter what part of the country you're in, but people out west are slightly more likely to do it than people on the East Coast. It's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
Among people 65 and older, 40% say they have hitchhiked in the past.
I can believe that.
So the older you get, the more people have done it on that percentage.
But remember the hitchhike bot from Canada?
Hitchhike bot.
No. They made a robot. And it was supposed to hitchhike across the country.
Find it in a dumpster or something?
They got to Philly and they trashed it and broke it.
You need to pick a different route. You know what I mean? Like, look, if it's headed toward Philly, nothing good is going to happen to this thing. By the way, the movie we were trying to think of with John Waters, it was Pink Flamingos.
Thank you. Yeah.
That does clear that up. Someone else on the text line says, I have a random question for you guys. Why are shower farts so lethal? They smell 10 times worse when they hit you so fast. I just Googled
steam.
It real quick.
It is. It's the temperature. Right.
So they say the heat and humidity. So it's a two-part thing. It can enhance your sense of smell. All right. So already your nasal passages are more open. But then also the water vapor, it acts like a sponge, allowing more odor molecules to be absorbed and concentrated.
And it's even more concentrated when you do it in a bathtub. Because just one bubble is coming up that's highly concentrated
thing.
Instead of spraying it at your butt.
Yeah, and then it breaks open in front of your face.
Although, getting a nose full of your butt biscuit this morning, man, I don't know
Look,
how that can get worse.
I don't know. So, last night, like I said, my son and I, we get home last night from a volleyball tournament in Spokane. It's about 8 o'clock. We're all hungry. My daughter is at a play with friends. So, we're like, all right, well, what do we want to eat? Everyone hemmed and hawed. In the end, we ended up getting Five Guys. And it's been a hot minute.
All right.
Since I've gotten Five Guys. But the smell coming out of me was more like I literally ate Five Guys. I mean, it smelled like I ate five people. So I don't know what happened. And Miles and I are on the elevator. I had a fart on the elevator. And it becomes an instant gas chamber. Whatever. Get off the elevator. I don't realize that it has trailed behind me in the hall. Mike walks by. And just like, did one of you guys just like bust ass in here? Of course, Miles is like, one of us? How about the guy that always does it? So I cop to it. I'm like, yeah, that's me. And then I explained to Mike later. I'm like, oh, man, I farted on the elevator. I did not realize you didn't got on that elevator to go down. It was bad.
It was terrible, man. I just walked by. I'm about to go down and grab myself something to eat for lunch. And I walk by the office and I get into the hallway and I'm hit with a wave of this thick.
It was bad.
Humid.
I can't even
air.
Believe you still went and ordered food.
I know.
Well, the thing, what made it worse, I was hungry, Miles, for one. But, you know, I went into the doggone elevator, and then there's this sour, stale smell that's sitting in there in the elevator.
But nice. What I did later, right, because I had to get all the farts out of me. So I went down to smoke again, and I got a fart again. I don't wait until I get on the elevator. And once again, the elevator just fills with the stink. And the way these elevators work, if you get, we're on the 14th floor. If you step out on the 14th floor, typically that elevator will stay here until someone else from this floor goes down. So this time, I farted, and just because it's me, I hit lobby. So I sent it back downstairs.
Nice.
By the way, it was Hitchbot. Canadian hitchhiking robot created by some professors up there. It gained international attention, successfully hitchhiking across Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands. But in 2015, in an attempt to hitchhike across the United States, when it got to Philly, it was stripped, dismembered, and decapitated.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably stripped it for parts.
Gosh.
Right? That's my thought. Why? What was the point of that?
I guess
to see if it could be done. Look.
A social experiment. Just to see if people could be trusted.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've been to Philly. No. But also, you know, the thing with hitchhiking is just, it's the human condition which puts both sides a little bit like, oh boy, who's picking me up? Or who is this person that wants me to pick them up? Well, the robot, like, you already know what it is. Other than people in Philly acting like people from Philly, like, no one feels threatened by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. It doesn't have an agenda. It's just a freaking robot. You put it in your car. But I don't know what they were thinking when they sent it to the East Coast of the United States.
Well, I mean, I guess you figure it made it all the way across three other countries.
Have you read about the other countries?
Why not try the United States? Maybe the Yanks have it in.
Start on this side of the country. Or maybe the middle of the country. Start in, say, like Minnesota. Because if you put it in Washington State, I think there's enough tweakers. They strip it for parts, right? Trying to get the money. East Coast, they just do it because they can.
Yeah.
So I would start like in Minnesota. So, all right. As far as stereotypes go, decent folk, right?
Yeah.
to get to Middle America and maybe go down to Texas. But I'm like, if you start on the East Coast of this country, there's zero chance that thing's going to make its destination.
All right, let me give you guys one here. Okay, what did you get caught stealing? Get caught stealing. So you actually got caught in the act of stealing something.
Trying to think. A Hot Wheel car once.
Nice.
When I was younger. Yeah, I mean, I got popped, and I thought I was slick. The problem is the packaging in the Hot Wheel cars. There's a Hot Wheel car, then it's in a little plastic bubble. But what gave me up was the kind of cardboard thing they put it on, if you know what I mean. So I folded it up, put it in my coat pocket. We're at a store called Golden Circle up in Rochester. It's just like Kmart, essentially, but called Golden Circle. And my mom noticed the bulge in my pocket. And she knows I don't have money. I did not bring anything with me. So immediately, now, to be fair, she was wrong with her accusation. She accused me of stealing candy. I'm like, I didn't steal candy. And as a kid does, until she got it right, I didn't want to show her. She's like, well, what's in your pocket? I was like, well, not candy. She's like, pull out what's in your pocket. No. Do you want me to reach in your pocket? Because we're going to have a different conversation. So I pulled it out. I thought she might be proud. She was like, did you plan on paying? Do you have money? Bah, 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 bah. It was awful. It was now. Mm-hmm. I did not get busted by the store, but I did have to go put it back, and I had that big crease across the cardboard. It was humiliating. She was pissed for like 2 days, man.
Well, yeah.
I got caught stealing like Reese's eggs, I think, from one of my. I was the woman that babysat us.
All right.
The Easter Bunny did not bring any to my house, and then I got caught stealing some of the other kids' candy.
What, at somebody else's home or at a store?
She babysat us. And her kids had their baskets out in the living room, and I saw the Reese's egg. I grabbed the Reese's egg, Mike, or Miles. I hid behind a chair and tried to eat it, and I got caught.
You hit behind the chair?
Like a chipmunk.
Is it a big one,
there.
Big egg, or like a smaller one?
I mean, it's the one you get, but they had like a six-pack of them.
Okay.
I had zero.
They're not going to miss this.
So you open up the pack, and there's five in there?
Well, one was already gone. I just figured, hey, everybody's outside playing. I'll take this opportunity.
Yeah, it's a crime of opportunity.
I'll be dead honest. If I hadn't hidden behind the damn chair, nobody probably would have noticed. But the lady that babysat us walked by. I was like, what are you doing back there? And I'm like halfway through.
Yeah, Dad.
Right. You know, was she disappointed? Or just like, you just could have asked, I'd have given you one?
Yeah, I remember she had to talk to my mom. Then my mom talked to me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think it was more like just learning a lesson of like, I think you're right if I had asked, but.
I would have said, oh, my brother busted me once.
Just, you know, as a kid, it's just like, oh, my God, I'm a bad person.
We had these stick. They were called Wacky something. And basically, they took a product name and then made the product name funny. It was like Sour Patch Kids or whatever before they existed. Right? And I can't remember what they're called, but we loved these stickers when we were kids. And my brother had a double of one of them. And he charged. He said, if you want it, because I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you have two. What are you going to do with it? He's like, well, I'm going to keep it. If you want one, it's going to cost you 5 cents. Now, this time, I'm maybe 5 or 6 years old. So, I literally don't have a nickel to my name. But he did. And I knew where he kept his nickels. So, I grabbed his nickel, and I gave him a nickel. He gave him a sticker. I immediately stuck it on my desk. And I think it was, like, the next day. He's like, did you steal a nickel from me and give it to a sticker? I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I didn't have any money. He was pissed. Yeah. He was real pissed.
Stole my nickel, man.
I didn't have a nickel, so I stole his nickel.
It's
gave
like
it
you
back
actually
to
stole
him.
Two things at that point. So first you steal a nickel, and then technically you stole the damn sticker.
Well, I didn't really steal the nickel. I only stole the sticker because the nickel he got back. Right? When he charged me a nickel, I gave him his nickel back that I had stolen. If he didn't charge me, then I would have just stolen a nickel. So he broke even. What he lost was the sticker, but I had the presence of mind to stick it on the surface so he couldn't get it back.
So, Columbia Record Intake Club, or BMI, BMG, whatever
it was.
When you get old mail at your place, you would just take that name and you would submit it for your 12 CDs, okay?
All right.
There's about a 6 to 8 week window. Mm-hmm. You want those CDs, you got that money. So what I would do is, okay, I knew exactly what I ordered. All right, and I would write everything down. And then my buddy Joe, he had most of those. So whatever he had, I would order. And then I would take his and I would sell them back at the CD record and tape store, right? I would get the money for that. So I'd cash on hand right now. And then Rozak would come into me and go, hey, did you take the REO Speedwagon Greatest Hits? And I'd be like, no.
Keep looking.
Nah, it wasn't me, man. Probably misfiled that thing, you know. But then when I got the load, I would just put the whole box on his bed.
Right.
Because I'd already stole every one of his CDs and took it back to get the quick cash. But I replaced him with a new CD.
I mean, is
why did you just tell him you were doing that, though?
Oh, because
it sounds shady.
It really does. To steal your roommate's CD to sell back for drug money or whatever the money was for.
Drug. I think it sounds worse to lie to your roommate.
I did not lie. I just said, hey.
He said, did you steal it? You said, no.
No, he said, do you have it?
Yeah.
In which case, he's,
no.
I don't.
I don't have
I do not have it.
But you're going to get a new one. I just don't know if it's going to be like 3 to 6 weeks.
Do you have it?
So no REO Speedwagon for you. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. Count up the categories, living abroad and food around the world. That's coming up at 4:30. And your email's on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.